This is KUT. The City of Austin is launching a new program this month aimed at interjecting some creativity into local government. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has more.
Rehab El-Sadiq needs to make art.
I can never live without doing this. I don't know, some people just like that.
El-Sadiq sits at her kitchen table. Behind her hangs one of her paintings, featuring a cat, also seated at a table, watching a woman drink tea. El-Sadiq has created work all over the world, including parts of Asia and Africa. Now, she'll make art inspired by City of Austin staff.
I can't wait to start. I really can't wait to start.
El-Sadiq is Austin's first ever artist in residence. She'll spend 9 months embedded in the city's Watershed Protection Department, where she'll learn about what it does and how it provides services to Austin, with the hope that this experience will inspire El-Sadiq's art in the future.
The water is just life for us, for everybody, of course, in the planet, but I'm talking here, especially in Austin.
We're still determining what the final end piece is.
Jessica Wilson's with Austin's Watershed Protection Department. She says El-Sadiq was picked as artist in residence for social pieces she's done.
One of the things that we were looking for was this participatory experience. So how do you involve people in the creation of the piece of art?
While in Sinai, in her home country of Egypt, El-Sadiq asked locals to participate in her artwork. She didn't see any women in public, so she asked the men she met to record the names of women in their lives.
Beige fabric, that cotton fabric, and just write names with black markers.
She wove them together, but she was unsure what to do with this blanket of names. Then she noticed a large water container on the side of the road.
And then I took this and I just started applying it to the container.
Both El-Sadiq and city staff say the new artist-in-residence program is a chance for the city's creative class to feel more represented, more connected with City Hall, a goal of Mayor Steve Adler's. But there's still the large disconnect between Austin and artists when it comes to affordability. This artist-in-residence resides at Round Rock because rent in Austin is too expensive.
Yeah, the rent is definitely more affordable than downtown.
El-Sadiq begins her time with Watershed Protection this month. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.